Hey, it's Jacob Givens, and you're listening to Tom and Zeus on Shout It Out Loudcast. We're just rocking out and going back to the dorm days and listening to the best music ever from the 90s.
That's right. We're back with another episode of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. This is episode 59, and we are thrilled to have a very special guest this week to talk about his story, music, and so much more. Zeus, who joins us this week on Dorm Damage?
This week, we're lucky to have Pete Dankelson from Pete's Diary.
Yes. Great stuff. If you're not familiar with Pete Dankelson or Pete's Diary or his story, strongly urge you all to start following him on social media. Incredibly inspirational young man with an incredible story that you need to hear. And not only that, the guy absolutely shreds on guitar. Fantastic young man and incredible talent.
Yeah, we're anxious for you guys to hear this. So without further ado, Peter Dankelson.
All right, this week we're excited to have one of the most inspirational and talented young men to come across the music scene in quite some time. His band Pete's Diary is a blend of hard rock, classic kick-ass music that people are really loving. The new album comes out in June. You can see him all over social media. The man behind Pete's Diary is with us, Peter Dankelson. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Welcome.
Well, we have to thank our buddy Jay from the Hook Rocks for the connection. Now, mind you, beginning, I would see something here and there. You would pop up on my social media feed. Like, oh, who's this guy? What's he got? Yeah. Oh, holy shit. This guy's fucking rocking. What's he playing here? and we'd catch these social media posts of yours and they would go viral and they're fantastic. And then there are other people that you're connected with who would be posting this, whether it be a Tracy Guns or somebody else. And I'd be like, holy Christ, this guy can rock. And, then finding out you got a new album coming out, you're growing your band. You're really an inspirational story. And we thought it would be awesome for our listeners to get to know you, your music and your background. So you want to tell us a little bit about it so people can meet the real Pete?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess to kind of kick things off. So, my name's Peter Dankelson. Been playing guitar for 8 years. I have a band called Pete's Diary. We formed, we fully formed in 2021. We did an EP a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And then now we have our debut album is called Keep On Rockin'. And that's going to be coming out June 14th. So that's pretty exciting that our first full-length record's coming out. We're pretty pumped about it.
You should be. Yeah. Yeah. So tell people a little bit about your story, because I like Zeus said, I caught you on social media and the first thing that caught my eye was obviously the music, the unbelievable guitar playing. And then you start to kind of look into it and hit your social media and your story was just we were just blown away by it, really, really touched by it. The young man that you are and what you've done and how you've channeled it into this. Tell people a little bit about your background if you can.
Yeah. So that's kind of a long story. I'll try it.
No, it's okay. Take your time. Whatever you want.
I was born with a rare medical condition called Waldenhart syndrome. And it's a type of craniofacial condition. It can affect a lot of people in a couple different ways, but in my case specifically, I was born without my left ear. So that's people ask about in videos all the time. They're like, well, what's that on the side of your head? I wear a bone anchored hearing aid, or Baha for short. So that helps me hear kind of in stereo. The right ear still works, but obviously the left isn't there. So that kind of helps everything out. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the big thing on the outside. But I've had over 30 surgeries, and most of them have been to help me breathe, eat, hear and speak better. So yeah, lots. So especially when I was younger, kind of coming in and out of hospitals a lot. Mm-hmm. Some big jaw surgeries. You know, some stuff going on with my heart a little bit. Let's see, born with one kidney in the front instead of two in the back. So kind of, you know, bad back. Lots of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah. But and the then, thing, and yeah, then, oh, sorry, ahead. Zeus. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Zeus.
But I was going to say, but the thing that, that if you read your story and look into your background, the word that I come to for me would be inspirational. There are different people in life that have different things affect them, different mm-hmm. parts, whether young, old, middle, anything. I don't see anything but a fucking smile on your face when you're playing music. You could have been, woe is me. This is bullshit. Why? This is fucking crap. Why am I getting this? Instead, you've channeled this into this, what I find a great story about getting a guitar and be like, you know what? I'm going to put some time into this.
Yes.
And you found something and did mm-hmm. something with it. To me, it's no different than hearing about like a Stevie Wonder or a Ray Charles that has this defect that a lot of other people may come back and look at and say, like, you know what the hell, life sucks, and take it out in anger and pity and anything. You did nothing but the sort. You've channeled this into this joy. And any time I see you, you've got a fucking grin on your face, having a blast. You're rocking out with the best of them. And it's not, oh, well, look at him. He's doing the best he can. No. He's doing better than most people ever can. And it's fan-fucking-tastic. And I love your attitude. And it's just so inspiring that we want to definitely get you on here and talk, you know, share your story and share your music and let people know what this, you know, wonderful young man is doing, and jump on board, not because he needs it, because he's that fucking good. And his story and his background and his attitude deserve for you to listen and give him a chance. And we hope that, you know, people listening will come and give you a chance and your new album a chance. Plus, he's rocking a Kiss shirt, people. How better can he get, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's a good one there, too. Let me see.
Yeah. Let's see. This is the this was on the End of the Road tour.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
I don't think I saw that one either. Yeah. Damn.
I got the chance to see them. Unfortunately, it was the first time I really got to see them, and also the last. But I got to see them twice on the End of the Road tour. One was the first time was up in Milwaukee. Me and my dad went, and a great show. It was a lot of fun. You know, first time seeing the band. It was cool because where the seats were, it's kind of like, you know how on the arena floor there's kind of like the side, kind of like a side stand.
Yeah,
it's kind of. We weren't really like facing the stage. We were kind of like on like the very side of the arena, kind of looking up towards the stage, kind of a strange spot, but it was great. Cause like when Paul flew over, you know, when Paul flew over, we were like right by that spot and, you know, got to watch him up close and all of that. So that was really cool. And then the second time I saw them was actually in Detroit. And that was awesome. Cause I'm originally from Michigan.
Okay.
I lived there. I pretty much mostly grew up there, or, you know, spent the first 15 years of my life.
What
there.
Part of Michigan?
Let's see. Kind of the, let's see. It's been a while since I thought about it. White Lake, Milford, kind of West Bloomfield, like kind of
West
kind
Bloomfield.
Of that. So yeah, kind of.
I had family in Farmington Hills. That's why.
Yes. Yeah. We kind of lived around there. We were in a small town called, Milford.
Okay.
I grew up there for 15 years. So, you know, Detroit Rock City was always a cool team.
Yeah, and actually, of course.
Getting to see Kiss in Detroit was, super cool on that level. And my hometown as well. You know, I'm like, this is awesome. And also another really special memory with, you know, Detroit Rock City in particular, it was the first song I ever played for a live audience.
Oh, like, really? No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was awesome. I had, it was for a talent show at, in high school. I'd been playing guitar for about a year. And, it's like, hey, you know, we're going to do this kind of talent show thing for this class. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I could finally play guitar. Because I've been playing for about a year up till this point. And, you know, it's just been playing at home and just learning some songs and mm-hmm. all of that, right? And it's like, well, okay, you know, I can have some fun and do this. So we found some, like, what do I want to play? And I'm like, let's do Detroit Rock City by Kiss. So I spent, like, you know, 2 weeks just hammering out the song over and over and over. I wanted to make sure I did a really good job with it. I learned, you know, the guitar solo, you know, make sure I did all the chords right. You know, I really wanted to do a good job with it. So, yeah, I spent ages on it, you know, just rehearsing it over and over. And then I had to play it in front of the gym. And it
that's
was
wild.
It was
awesome.
That was my wild. First taste of ever, you know, playing in front of people. So that's a really special memory with that
yeah,
song.
Yeah. So are you self-taught? Have you had, like, formal lessons or?
Yeah. So, yeah, I have done some lessons, okay. But for the most part, it's I've been self-taught.
Okay. I have to say, so again, I caught you, like, on TikTok and Twitter, and I always yep. catch your videos, and I'm always like, you know, Zeus and I, we've been music fans, you know, forever. Neither one of us can really play an instrument. I mean, I have a guitar, mm-hmm. but I don't have the time to learn it, but I'm yeah. always, especially for me, I'm always really, really fascinated by young kids that kick ass. Like I see these kids on TikTok playing like Metallica songs, these young yes. girls drumming, like doing yep. all this stuff. So that's how I caught you, and I was like, god damn. And and your new song, or your latest single, Gotta Let You Go,
yeah,
I'm listening to that, I'm hearing the solo, and then I'm watching your video that you had of you recording it.
Yeah.
If you didn't, that sounds like somebody that's been playing guitar for 30 years. That's not like a kid guitar solo. I mean, that is just, that's incredible stuff, Pete.
It's so much fun. No, yeah. I mean, the whole process of kind of, especially with this record that we just did, because basically the songs are written, it was a songwriting session with our producer. Our producer was Keith Nelson.
Okay.
He was the co-founding and a co-founding member and guitar player in Buck Cherry.
Oh yeah.
So he was our producer for the record. So we wrote all the songs with him, and and honestly, it was a really fun experience because obviously with the experience that Keith has, you know, as a performer, songwriter, and sure. all of this, it was great. You know, I forget who called it rock and roll boot camp, but that's basically what it kind of was. You know, yeah. the songwriting and all of this stuff and all of that. So point being, the solos, you know, and I take a crack at them. They were all kind of like, for the demos that we did when we wrote the songs at first, they were all like off the cuff. You couldn't really think about them. There yeah. wasn't much time to think about them. It's like, okay, here's the changes that I'm playing over. You know, for now, it could be a placeholder. You know, when you get the demos, you can figure out how you want to do it, or maybe this is the right thing, or, you know, you can figure out how you want to approach the solo. So, so it was pretty fun. A lot of them kind of did stay the same from yeah, the demo. It was pretty fun from, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, one of the guitars I see you using a lot is that classic Angus Young, that Gibson SG,
yeah.
same tone, yep. same everything. So I have to guess, is he one of your like personal heroes, inspirations? You know, is that like, cause that AC/DC sound, everybody loves Angus.
Yeah. Yeah. Angus is my number one. Angus is like, you know,
yep.
guy.
yeah. yeah. That's awesome.
I mean,
nice.
The sound for this record too. I mean, it was an SG into this, you know, this kind of Marshall, you know, instant AC/DC kind of vibe. That was kind of the main thing for the whole album. And then we even had a hollow body through this other amplifier, and that was kind of like a Malcolm yeah. Young kind of sound. So I mean, it's a total there's totally an AC/DC vibe in a lot of the songs, and especially my guitar solos too, with the vibrato and all that. For better yeah. or worse, the influence definitely shines through.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you have, I believe it's called Microtia, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
Did you ever meet Paul Stanley, who obviously grew up, he had Microtia as well. Did you ever share that story with him or get a chance to talk to him?
No. And honestly, it was really cool kind of learning about Paul's story with Microtia. Cause he was really the first kind of musician that I discovered that had gone through something kind of, medically, maybe not medically with Microtia, but, you know, kind of something similar with what I've gone through. Mm-hmm. And I read Paul's book as well. And something that completely blew my mind was Paul talked about in his book, he put his, you know, air quotes, you know, his bad side up against I guess like a stereo speaker for the record player or whatnot. And he would listen to the vibrations, you know, through bone conduction, you know, you could feel the instruments just kind of like vibrating against your head. And I did that with my phone. Like I would take my phone sometimes, you know, put it on 10 and put one of the speakers up against my head. And just, yeah, you could feel the vibrations of whether it was the bass or just everything. Like it was a pretty cool vibe before I got the hearing aid. So when I read that, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, no way. Like somebody else did this as well. I'm like, that is insane. So yeah, I mean, that really meant a lot, like reading about that. And then kind of, you know, how Paul didn't really let that, you know, hold him back at all. And I mean, it was the same thing with, you know, and then I kind of, you know, as I've gone along, I've discovered more guitar players like Tony Iommi. Look at what happened, you know, that accident with his fingers. Right. Yep. And then, you know, then he could have been like, okay, you know, I'm done. But then, you know, he made his own prosthetics and, you know, basically created heavy metal.
Yeah, exactly. And his own unique sound
You know, with those two guys and like Mick Mars, you know, with his condition as well.
His back. Yeah.
It's like all of those guys, you know, they could have been like, okay, this is it, but they didn't let any of that hold them back and they kept going. And you mentioned earlier about like Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder with being blind. It's like they could have let that hold them back and just thought, okay, you know, music's not an option, but, you know, they persevered and, you know, obviously made history, you know, with all of these incredible songs. So it's like, well, I shouldn't let any of this, you know, why should I let any of this hold me back? You know, just keep going and doing your thing. So yeah, it's been pretty cool discovering. It's been really cool. Just kind of learning about their stories and taking it to heart and, you know, keep doing my thing as well.
Yeah.
And you got the Kiss songbook. If you want inspiration, all their lyrics about you can do it and this and that and fight and challenges that they put ahead and you're going to succeed. Kiss has got that, you know, kind of power anthem kind of music and lyrics and stuff. And obviously along the way you became a fan of theirs as well. Mm-hmm. So do you have specific era of Kiss, specific songs or albums that you like?
Let's see. I mean, kind of the first album is definitely one of my big favorites. Cause I mean, just those songs, you know, Cold Gin, Strutter, Firehouse, 100,000 Years. I mean, just really great stuff. Parasite from, you know, Hotter Than Hell was always a great one.
Where do you said Angus and Malcolm and ACD is your thing. Where do you look at a guy like Ace Frehley, the kind of style that he has?
Well, it's cool because Angus and Ace kind of pull from the same thing. Right. Yep. It's kind of a similar, they both have a similar kind of guitar style going on. Mm-hmm. But it's cool too because while their style is similar, you know, they both kind of have their own things that they do. Like Ace kind of does like, you know how in like 100,000 Years, it's just kind of like this, I don't know how to describe it, like a splutter kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He does that kind of a lot, you know, he's got that kind of, Angus of course has his vibrato and kind of rolling lifts that'll do. So, you know, they each kind of have, it's a similar style, but they each kind of have their own way of going about it and their own licks that, you know, make their style their own. So
And I think it's cool too that your band name Pete's Diary. Tell us the story behind that, because that obviously has a purse that didn't just come out of nowhere. Where did Pete's Diary come from?
It's a pretty cool story. Well, it's kind of an interesting story of how it became a band name, but the story behind Pete's Diary, how it originally started was it basically started when I was born. It was basically I was born in 2000, so I don't think like Facebook was really a thing yet. You know, social media wasn't really quite there yet.
Right.
So, and of course, when I was born, you know, the first couple months, there was a lot going on. You know, I was in the hospital from when I was born on October 7th to like mid-January, kind of all this going on. So the best way to keep, you know, family and friends updated was mom would kind of do almost like a diary entry. She'd write it in, you know, my voice and just, you know, send it to everybody. And she said, like, you know, people would read it with like their morning coffee and whatnot. And basically, you know, it was kind of an entry of like, okay, here's what's going on today, what specialists I'm seeing, what's kind of happening, you know, what doctor I'm seeing, if there's a surgery going on, whatever's happening. So that was, she basically kept that going until I came home. And then that was kind of it for like, geez, 15 years. But then I started to do speaking at schools and sharing my kind of medical story and what I've been through with students, because in like 20, what year would that have been? Like 2013, 2012? I can't quite remember the year. But the book Wonder came out. And basically that book was about, you know, a boy with a facial difference who was starting middle school for the first time. And it kind of, you know, talked about all of the challenges that go, you know, from having a facial difference to, you know, starting school for the first time, some of the social challenges and stuff that, you know, that could bring about. And, you know, the family dynamic as well. And it was a really great story, really hit home, you know, the first time I'd really read a book like that. But basically I started to speak at schools about, you know, at first it was comparisons between my life and, you know, the fiction, you know, the fictional book, and just kind of like, you know, how my life is similar and different and all that. And that kind of went on for a few years. But then in 2020, the pandemic hit. So it was kind of like, well, you know, everyone's stuck at home. You know, we had the Peach Diary social media accounts going on. So it's like, okay, we're all stuck at home. I'm just going to keep, you know, jamming guitar, upload some favorite, you know, Kiss or AC/DC jams or whatnot. And just kind of over time, you know, you're jamming all these tunes and the following, you know, the numbers are just kind of starting to stack up over time. Mm-hmm. And so Pete's Diary kind of morphed from speaking and my story into now the music's definitely getting incorporated with it now. And then because of the social following, when the band kind of came about, it's like, well, let's just kind of use that.
Perfect.
Like, well, it's kind of, you know, I guess that's the band name now too, because the following's already there. Yeah. So that's kind of how it became a band name, unintentionally.
Perfect. It's perfect. And it adds that much more extra meaning. It's not just a band name. There's a whole thing behind it. So that's really nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now you established a friendship with Tracy Guns.
Yeah.
And I believe he plays with you a little, right? Coming up on this album.
I play with him, but yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So let's see. Tracy, I think just through like Instagram, he kind of found, you know, Pete's Diary and started following a couple of years ago. And then let's see, a couple of years ago, LA Guns, it was LA Guns and Tom Kiefer. And Faster Pussycat, they were all kind of touring together.
Yeah.
And they all came. There was a show kind of locally. And, you know, we got invited down to the show. Tracy's like, dude, come on down. You know, would love to, you know, come on down to the show. Would love to meet you after. So we head on out to the show. Great night. All the bands were killer. And just after the show, you know, met up with the LA Guns guys. And we ended up hanging out and just chatting on the bus, just like talking music and, you know, all of this. And for like hours, like we didn't leave and head home until like 3 a.m.
Nice.
Like it was a great conversation. Like it was just a lot of fun. We kept in touch, you know, for a while. And then last year too, when we were out in LA writing the record, that was when LA Guns came out with their Black Diamonds album. And it's just kind of so happy that, you know, I was in town and, you know, Tracy knew about it. He's like, well, hey, we're doing our album release show at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Come on up and jam with us. And I'm like, well, shit. Okay.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was really cool. And I mean, to play at the Whiskey A Go-Go too. And I'm pretty positive it was sold out. It was just like, holy shit. I mean, what an experience, you know, to play on stage where, you know, what, Hendrix, Zeppelin, I mean,
Van everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, this is like what they were looking at, you know, all of these bands. It's just kind of like, wow, that's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then kind of while we were working on the record as well, Keith had been talking to me. He's like, hey, you know, keep in mind too, if there's anyone that you want to have, you know, guest on the record, you know. And so when we were out recording the record over the fall, you know, Keith brought that up again. He's like, anybody that you're thinking of? And I'm like, well, let's have Tracy come down. You know, I knew he was in town. He lived close by. And, you know, just sent him a message. And he's like, absolutely, I'd love to play on it. He's like, what time do you want me there?
Wow.
And so, so he came by the studio like the next day. And, you know, we showed him the song and, you know, the changes that were going on. And you know, he just knocked it out in like a couple minutes. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was great to have him be part of the song. And
that's amazing. Yeah. So, I mean, so you had an EP that came out. That was last year, right? 2023, the EP came out.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a complicated story, but we had to do a bit of a re-release. It really came out in 22, but yeah, on streaming services, it came back out in 23.
Okay. So, yeah. and now you're working towards your full length album. Again, I follow you on TikTok and Twitter, or you know, I do it personally, and then Shout It Out Loudcast does it too. And you know, I saw some of the videos of watching you see your record being pressed.
Yeah,
and like I mean that's just especially with the influx. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, look at that.
Zeus and I are both physical media guys. He's the CD guy. I'm the vinyl guy. Yep. I know. We'll absolutely be supporting you. There you go, holding up the CD. Yep.
Well, we're definitely on that one.
Yeah, but that must be so exciting to actually have like a first physical. You know, a full length album that's going to come out, and especially having somebody like Tracy Guns on.
Yeah, no, it's been incredible. I mean, we didn't do we did CDs for the EP, but this was our first time doing a vinyl press, you know, for the album. So I mean, to kind of have the artwork and kind of check everything out and kind of see everything in person and, you know, put the test pressings on the turntable. It was like, this is so cool. I'm like, this is amazing. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to kind of have those first experiences with some of that and listening to everything. And yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you must be really proud of this. Do you have a plan in place once this comes out? Is it going to be some touring going on? Anything like that?
Yeah, we're going to be we've been just playing kind of locally in Chicago, but we're going to be kind of, I guess, touring, you know, for the first time. Touring, it's really kind of a New York. We're traveling to New York.
Okay.
We're going to be traveling to New York for two shows at the Triad Theater on June 14th and 15th. And those are going to be the kind of album release shows. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. Great.
Really stoked about that. Yeah.
So what do you listen? So I, especially being somebody that, you know, a young guy like yourself, what do you listen to right now? Obviously I see you playing, obviously AC/DC, Zeppelin, Kiss, and then you're also, you know, involved with a lot of the new and upcoming, you know, rock bands. What does Pete listen to when he's hanging out at home?
Honestly, it's still kind of mostly a lot of the hard rock stuff.
Yeah.
You know, whether or AC/DC and some of that. I'm also a huge blues fan. Like I love like B.B. King, Freddie King, you know, some of like the bluesy hard rock, you know, kind of stuff as well.
Yep.
So that's kind of, so yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of mainly what I've been listening to.
Nice.
Are you a Jimmy Page fan?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You better be.
Yeah.
I mean, Zeppelin, it's like they changed everything, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you play a lot of are you acoustic music as well?
Not a ton. No, yeah. I have an acoustic and I'll fool around with it, but mostly it's the electrics. That's what I pretty much love.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could see that in your videos that you love to shred and rip it up. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So before we let you go, Pete, we want to make sure that you plug everything. Tell people where they can find you. Your website, your social media, your touring, tell everybody who's listening, because we're going to spread the word because we want everyone to know about Pete. So go ahead and tell everybody where they can find all of you.
Yeah. So pretty much everything is on petesdiary.com. You know, there's the merch and the social media is listed there, the shows and all that. So everything's kind of listed at petesdiary.com. And then also something kind of cool too, the next single for the album is coming out next Friday. We're gonna start.
Oh,
We're gonna put the teaser up. I'm pretty sure it's Wednesday. I don't know, any day now. But it's the title track, so it's the song "Keep on Rockin'." So that's gonna be coming out May 3rd, and then the last track's gonna be coming out May 31st before the full album comes out. So that's gonna be pretty cool.
Awesome, awesome, Pete. We couldn't be more thrilled and happy for you. You are one of the good guys. We want to see people like you kick ass and continue to succeed and inspire people our age, young people, and more. We wish you nothing but continued kick ass success, Pete. Thank you so much. Good luck with the new record. I can tell you right now, you got two people that are going to be buying it, And we can't wait to see you succeed, buddy. Good luck, Peter.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, man. Be good.
Tom, that's Pete Dankelson. What do you think?
What a great young man. Unbelievable story. And, you know, like you said it during the interview, too, just always smiling, always thrilled to be doing what he's doing, to share his story, to channel it into the music. And I'm telling you guys, check out his videos on his social media. He absolutely rips on the guitar. His new single is out. You can find it on streaming. He's obviously selling physical media, CDs and vinyl. He's an incredible talent, and he's the kind of guy that you want to root for and you want him to succeed. So it was a really nice time meeting him, getting to know his story and getting to know him. And definitely one we're going to be pulling for. I can tell you that.
Yeah. A true inspirational story and a great guy. Go and support him. Until next time. Peace out, Girl Scout.